Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, he won't say it, Dan, but I have to say it when we introduce Councilman David O. What's it like to be the one sane man on Philadelphia City Council, or a person, right? Maybe there's a couple some days. I know some of them, and then the others that I don't know, I just don't see that. Well, last week, listeners reacted, even in the far, far suburbs, far, far away. De Blasio's doing this in New York right now. He's just getting rid of all gifted and talented programs. They had a lot of them in New York and a lot of schools. Get them out of there. People are complaining about them. This is equity they want. They don't want those programs. That's what the activists say. And de Blasio aims to please. It's making national news. Well, closer to home here in the Philadelphia Public Schools, they took out requirements, essentially, and put in a lottery system. Let's have a game. Let's make it a lottery. Let's get Gus there, the Pennsylvania Lottery, to get into these schools that usually are based on merit. And I made the point, he's got a few things to talk about. We're talking about Masterman. That seems to be the most contentious. And I don't think the Parkway School and the Academy of Palumbo are contentious, but Central, Masterman's the one that are just amazing, all in the name of equity. Some of this, the language was about white students, but when I looked at the numbers, the ones that probably will suffer the most in New York, they make up the bulk of these schools. Same thing here. They're very well represented because they work hard at it. Asian students. So let's talk with Councilman David O here on Talk Radio 1210. Councilman, happy Columbus Day, if I'm able to say that to you as a sitting member of the city council.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a federal holiday, so workers aren't at work today because of Columbus Day. So happy Columbus Day to you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, Columbus may have landed in the spot he wasn't looking for, but he got a federal holiday for city workers, so that's good. So, David, yeah. We got your email after this, and no surprise to me that they did something that is huge here, really has repercussions, I think, in Philadelphia Public Schools. You're a city councilman and a member of the council's education committee, yet you were not informed in any way, shape, or form. And you write, most of my colleagues were not informed either.
Correct. And, you know, to me, it's shocking because we have regular meetings with the school district, particularly with Dr. Height. And while I don't attend every meeting, I can't. My staff is on the meetings. And we just had a meeting like less than a week ago. This never came up. Yes, the issue of equity and doing different type of things, that always comes up. But the implementation of a process without letting people know, and when I say without letting people know, they're saying like hundreds of people were involved. This is a city of 1.6 million people. We have, I think, 280,000 students in our school district. And the school district can send emails to each student, and they send them home with letters. I get robocalls and all kinds of things. And yet that wasn't done when you're talking about overhauling the admissions process and the criteria for attending schools citywide. But mostly what is affected is are very, very renowned and successful magnet school program. And let me just inform your listeners that Philadelphia has 39 magnet schools. And while the population of Philadelphia's students, 47% are African-American, there is a higher representation of Black students in our magnet schools. So what it's coming down to is certain schools that have been named in particular. But when you look at the demographics, you know, most of the schools are overrepresented with African-American students. So what we're trying to understand, because there are no details to this, and I've gotten, of course, people pushing back saying, oh, I knew about it. I was involved in a survey. You knew about what? You were in a survey. Do you know what the criteria is? Do you know the weight that is given to certain zip codes? Which zip codes? How much weight? For how long? Does that change? And they don't know. And so how does the school district roll out this huge change without the details and without informing the elected representatives of the 1.6 million people in this city? And so that is a huge problem for me.
Well, David, too, you said something here that the media just glosses over. You're right. It's about just the creme de la creme here, sort of where there's some kind of grudge because African-Americans in like the Palumbo School and all that are well represented. There is no doubt. And Central doesn't even seem to be the bone of contention. It's somewhat that. It's Masterman for whatever reason. But I made the point, even though the vibe I got in talking about this and people I talk with was they didn't like it, the overrepresentation of white students who make up 15% in the school district, the ones that might be most impacted by it, and then this gets us into this whole thing of minority status, et cetera, are Asian students. My figures indicate they're 10% of the Philadelphia public schools, but 39% of Central and approximately 27% of Masterman. That doesn't surprise me, and I don't know that those Asian students exactly have the clout that seems to be alleged here that is inequitable of some of the white students. I don't think they have that at all. They're succeeding because they're following the merit system and what you have to do to get into that school. And that's what we ought to be doing for the top flight schools.
Sure, absolutely. Let me start with this. The problem in Philadelphia is the neighborhood schools. So rather than fixing neighborhood schools to provide a better education, career opportunities, not every student wants to go on to college. Not every student wants to go to a college preparatory high school. But you know, neglecting and failing to improve education in neighborhood schools is the primary issue in our city. We have so many schools that are failing, so many schools that the physical facilities are terrible. We have no transparency of where the money is going. How is it being spent? The school district just got $1.2 billion. Where is that going?
Yeah, let me ask you, what do you know about that? Because, you know, that money could have gone, I don't know, you're day-to-day, and I respect how detail-oriented you are, but it seems to me, let's solve a problem that they always go to, crumbling buildings, et cetera. $1.2 billion might be able to make a dent in that. How about if we earmark it for that and we can at least show people that you have decent school buildings that they're sending their kids to? We check that off and then we move on to something else. Where is it gone?
I don't know. And that's one of the big problems. You know, so for people who don't know, Philadelphia has an all-appointed school board. So for anyone having problems trying to deal with their elected school board, we have even greater problems because the mayor appoints 9 people to the school board that people have no vote. So I introduced a bill that the mayor can continue to appoint 4, but the people can elect 5. And this is the first time a bill has been introduced that gives a majority of the school board the decision-making power to elected members of the school board. You know, so that would improve transparency, accountability, and responsiveness. Our school board makes decisions without informing even elected officials, let alone students, parents, and the community. So, you know, one of the things that we look at when you look at this idea that the select admit is inherently racist or something like that, having poor performing schools and mediocre schools, isn't that inherently racist? I mean, Philadelphia is providing through schools like Masterman and Central High School a high performing level of school, which normally would cost $35,000 or $40,000 a year for free. But you do have to get in. But anyone and everyone is able to attend these magnet schools. But it's not a lottery system. See, what the school district put out is, as long as you meet minimum criteria, minimum, then it's a lottery. I am dealing with angry African-American parents who say, wait a minute, am I in the preferred zip code? What if I'm just outside? Yes. I was talking to a parent who worked hard, was able to get a Newman scholarship, which is a lottery, but then they had Catholic education for free, to the point where their child had all A's and did really well on the standardized test. And then when they apply to Central, they're told that, hey, there's this new policy. No standardized tests are going to be judged. It's minimum criteria. And now your son is going to be up on a lottery. So what's the lottery? And it's going to be weighted for certain zip codes, like where, when, how. There are no details. And the question is that fair? Because, you know, at the end of the day, what Central High School, Masterman, and other magnet schools have done is they have provided the ability to educate and enhance those students with the ability, drive, and determination to succeed. And where we have a difference with some of the people that are against these magnet schools, they believe that it is the school that produces the person. And we say, no, it's the person that benefits the school. Yeah, I would like to hit a lottery and be able to get the best football training in the world. I'll be a member of the Eagles starting line through lottery. And all that will not be an excellent football player. It's ridiculous. And then I said, look, aren't all these top colleges and universities special admit? Isn't law school and medical school special admit? Don't you have to take a test to get in? And don't you have to take a test to be licensed? And don't you have to basically compete to get a residency or a job? Yeah, that's how life is. So you're taking away from poor African-American, Latino, Asian students, poor white students. You're taking away from immigrant students. You're taking away a wonderful option. What you're not doing is improving education that is woeful. It's woeful in the city of Philadelphia, and it's visible. You can see it. So this is smoke and mirrors to me. You're just hiding the fact. It is.
And David, while you're here too, isn't this the very same thing too, the homicide rate, getting to the bottom of that? We keep around the edges, chasing other things, and I think the city is spending like $155 million, was one of the most recent figures, on all these anti-violence programs. I have no problem with more recreation centers, better recreation, all that stuff, and I know that you don't. But the bottom line comes down to, we know what works to deter as much of this as we possibly can.
Yes.
And the ideology won't allow that, so you're just going to get 550 deaths or so, homicides.
Sure. And you know, Dom, that this Thursday I have to vote on a bill that essentially prevents the police from stopping a vehicle that is operating without insurance coverage. Now, I tell people, listen, those vehicles, for the most part, operate in poor African-American and Hispanic communities. They are not operating in wealthy white communities. So when they hit someone, who is getting hurt? One, the person who was injured, and two, the person who was driving without insurance. You know, so that is not a good idea, and that does not help anyone. But right now, this seems to be the idea in this city, that this is how we, you know, provide social justice and fight crime.
Whose bill is that? Is that Isaiah?
That's Isaiah Thomas. But look,
Isaiah Thomas,
nine co-sponsors on that bill.
Yeah, well, we keep on thinking if we define deviancy, in this case, what you're talking about, away, then there's no repercussion to that. And we all know there is.
There is. It's proven, and you're dealing with, you know, advocates who are talking about equity. But I will challenge any of them to show me that they've done it themselves, that they have taken their child and put them in a poor performing school, that they want their child to go to a college or university that is not the best, you know, preparation for whatever future they choose. So it's easy to talk about poor kids and poor families and tell them, you know, this is what's best for you. I simply tell people, look, here's your options, your neighborhood school that you don't want to go to. So you try for a charter school, whichever one you could possibly get into. And if you don't hit the lottery, you don't get in. But if there's someone who can actually get into a magnet school and do well, it doesn't end there. They have to go on to graduate school, a job, life, where they have to deal with the hurdles and challenges. And it is because they have that ability and determination, right, that they have pierced through the barriers and opened the way for other people and provided encouragement and done a lot of good. We're not talking about equity. We're talking about impact. And impact will provide the best type of equity there is. I just say this school system in and of itself is inherently racist or inequitable. Why don't we fix that before ruining the good things that we have for all the kids in our school district?
Well put. I don't know how you keep it every day. We'll be watching the Thursday vote, though. Councilman, as always, David O., thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Don. Take care.
All right, Councilman David O., Dan, imagine a guy this sharp, detailed, cogent on the Philadelphia, on the City Council of Philadelphia. World-class buffoonery there. See if old Isaiah Thomas might come on, Dan, to explain this. I know about this. You know, he feels he doesn't want police interacting with people. So the horror in Philadelphia is, what percentage of people are driving without insurance? Because you know what happens if they bash into you? What's going to happen? Nothing, right? I think it could be a third to a half are driving without any insurance. Maybe even more than a half.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.